Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Live right here on Football Full Circle. We're just 2 days out from the 2025 NFL Draft. The rumors are starting to swirl. The odds market is starting to change. The draft order looks the exact same, but of course that has been the story in the build-up to Thursday night in Green Bay. He is Joe Lisi. I am Ben Stevens. This is Football Full Circle, all a part of the Sports Grid Radio Network. Sirius XM Channel 159. Lisi Guy, an hour together on this Tuesday to continue setting the stage for the opening round in night number one of the 2025 NFL Draft. What will we see in just over 48 hours from that first round beginning in Green Bay on Thursday night in the shadows of Lambeau Field? That is the conversation. Where have the odds moved? What does it mean for what is going to happen early and often in the NFL draft? And where can we find some value in those wagers? All of that in this next hour up until 1 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, it's almost like the football show only on Sports Grid, right? I mean, next hour, we'll kick it around. This is what it's all about, the news, the hype. We hear some teams potentially like the Denver Broncos that might be moving up on Thursday night. We've seen some reports. I don't know if it was Albert Breer or Schefter that put out, or one of the draft gurus that said that, you know, a lot of the GMs had Tyler Shuck as listed as the number one overall quarterback in this draft class. If that's the case, and people are drinking the Kool-Aid, we are in for a long night on Thursday night, because then there's going to be fireworks outside maybe the top two or three. We're going to get some surprises from maybe 10 to 32, and that's what it's all about when it relates to the NFL draft, Ben.
No doubt about it, Joe. We'll paint the picture through the odds in just a moment. But one of the main storylines, as we still are pre-draft, getting ready for Thursday night in round number one, has been the lack of movement in the draft order. As we have shared multiple times, this is the first time in the common era of the NFL that dates back to the league merger back in 1970, or at least in the seven-round history of the common draft era, modern draft era in 1994, that every NFL franchise holds on to its original first-round pick from the league year to where we are right now. So, Lisi Guy, with a lack of movement, that has been a big story. And when you compare it to the history of the NFL draft, 24 straight drafts with a trade for a team moving in to the top 15 of the draft order. On average, since 2011, basically the last decade and a half, we have averaged a trade and a half in the top 10 in every draft since 2011. Nothing yet. Every draft since 2014, Joe, since the league year begins, that often happens in the middle of March, this year, Wednesday, March 12th, to the beginning of the NFL draft, we see at least one trade in the first round. We haven't seen a trade at all for this NFL draft order, with all 32 NFL teams still holding on to that original first rounder. But Lisi got a report today from newly acquired ESPN talent, Peter Schrager, who, based on his insider sources, was saying that he is hearing both the Browns at number two and the Giants at number three are continuing to field phone calls, still about 2 days away from the opening round of the NFL draft.
Yeah, they'd be idiots not to. I mean, you know, you're sitting in prime position. You're potentially not going to take a quarterback if you're the New York Giants. And Cleveland has shown more interest in Travis Hunter than they have Shedeur Sanders, at least up until this point. So you would think that they would be fielding best offers potentially from quarterback needy teams like Pittsburgh, like New Orleans, maybe some of the others. Miami could be in play for potentially a top 15 type of selection if they move from 13 into the top five. So we'll see what transpires, Ben. It all comes down to game plan and if there's an outlier. If they stay put, let's just say 1, 2, and 3, and let's say out of those teams, Cleveland or the New York Giants pull a wild card, and instead of selecting, let's say, Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter, Shedeur Sanders all of a sudden goes in the top three, then you're going to have teams scrambling to get back into the top 10 or top maybe 7 to get another quarterback like Tyler Shuck or Jackson Dart. And that'll screw up draft boards according to some of these teams. So that's what I think they're waiting on. Let's see what transpires. Let's see what, you know, maybe trade and free agents and players are available. And then let's take it from there, you know, come 8 o'clock on Thursday night.
Yeah, it's really interesting, Joe, because I don't really believe there is going to be a trade pre-draft. I think we could see multiple trades during the opening round, during that first night on Thursday. The idea, however, as Peter Schrager expressed, that the Browns and the Giants are still fielding phone calls is largely what Lisi just laid out, as they should. There are always conversations that should be had right now. One of the reasons, Joe, we haven't seen that much draft order movement is because this is not the most overly robust quarterback class. That's what generally draws the trades that we see. As we said, in the last 15 years, basically, we have seen a trade into that top 10. We have seen a trade and a half on average in the top 10, or at least the top 15. Joe, in the last 15 years, the first trade up a draft board, whether that was pre-draft or during the draft, has happened for an offensive player 12 of those 15 times. We aren't really seeing that here because, namely, that offensive player is often a quarterback. So, as we expressed, it's great the Giants are looking or receiving phone calls. It's great the Browns are doing the same. But in terms of the odds market, not much has changed. In fact, it has only been further solidified. Travis Hunter, now minus 1,500 to be that second overall pick. Abdul Carter now minus 850 to go number three overall.
Yeah, and again, that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to the Browns or necessarily the Giants. Right. Maybe there's another team that comes up there and values them that much more than both New York and Cleveland respectively. But they are the top three players, right? When you talk about the top potential three players in the draft, you have Abdul Carter, a game changer and defensive end, edge rusher that can change the game the way Micah Parsons, Miles Garrett, does in terms of Cleveland. And you have a dual threat corner slash elite wide receiver. So, you know, at the end of the day, those are the three top players. The fourth potentially best player available is Shedeur Sanders, in my opinion. But again, which team is going to reach up and grab him? I still believe the Giants are the one team, because of both of their quarterbacks, that would take a shot moving from number three potentially to 6, 7, or 8 to still be in the top 10 and get some value because they have their quarterbacks for the next maybe season or two. So at the end of the day, they're not going to take – it would be a waste for them to take Shedeur Sanders. If they do, it's going to throw the whole draft board into complete flux, Ben.
Yeah, it absolutely would, Joe. I do believe Shedeur Sanders, as the individual, is the prospect in this draft that can change things one way or the other based on if teams move up the draft order to be in a better spot to select him, or if he starts to fall, what does that mean for how the rest of this opening round is going to look? We'll talk about Shedeur Sanders, Joe, coming up in just a moment, because a lot of odds movement for the teams that are most likely to draft Sanders as of this Tuesday morning, just over 48 hours out in what it is telling us. I do believe the top three is solidified. I do believe it is going to go Cam Ward minus 20,000, first overall to Tennessee. Travis Hunter, second overall to Cleveland. At third overall, Abdul Carter to the New York Giants. And even top four, I do think the Patriots will draft Will Campbell at fourth overall. Number five, Joe, is where I think this draft order gets wonky based on some of the reports from ESPN's Adam Schefter and just the overall assessment of Jacksonville this offseason with a rookie head coach in Liam Cohen, whose main task is to build up the career once again of Trevor Lawrence. Where exactly do the Jags then look for value in building out the roster in this 2025 draft class? We'll discuss that up next, what it means for Shedeur Sanders, and what it also means for the Heisman runner-up and Ashton Jeanty next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese, oceans and sunsets. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors looking for a custodian who can help them go further. With all the wealth services, technology, and support an RIA firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabious. Find your match and learn why custody is just the beginning at Schwabious.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Live right here on Football Full Circle, it is FFC. So, Joe, as we look at the odds, and still obviously open to discussion, but right now the top four prices for those top four overall picks are all at minus 800 or greater. Doesn't necessarily need to be the team that is currently slotted in that spot making the selection, but based on a lack of movement so far, I think it is safe to assume the Titans are going to pick Cam Ward at first overall. At number two, it's going to be Travis Hunter to the Browns. Number three, Abdul Carter to the Giants. And number four, the New England Patriots drafting Will Campbell. Again, that can change. Lisi has told you the Giants could be a team looking to move out of that number three overall spot if a team is interested in moving up to maybe go after Shedeur Sanders. But as of this moment, that's how the draft is looking. But at fifth overall, that's where I think things get interesting. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported to start off draft week officially, Jacksonville is viewed as a wild card team. What exactly is going to be their direction of what they're going to do in the draft? Who they're going to select, or even if they're going to stay at number five overall or make their way out. Let's start with who they might select, because Lisi guy, a lot of odds movement in terms of who is the favorite to be that fifth overall pick in the last 24 hours or so. The interior D lineman out of Michigan, Mason Graham, yesterday was a minus money favorite. It's now plus 140. The guy 40 cents behind him, the reigning Heisman runner-up, with one of the great running back seasons in college football history in 2024. That's Ashton Jeanty at a plus 180 price.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, we saw how Saquon transformed the Eagles coming over there, and teams value the running back position as well. This is a very deep running back class, though. Fair. And, you know, I understand that Jahmyr Gibbs and Bijan Robinson a couple of years ago came in, and they were taken in terms of the top, you know, 20. And you also look as well, you know, what was it? Travis Etienne and Najee Harris were 19 and 20th overall a few seasons ago. So, yeah, I mean, Jeanty could be that guy. Is Jeanty looked at like Saquon Barkley? I say no, but, you know, he had a great workout. I don't think he's as athletic as Saquon. You know, Saquon had, you know, a number of different highlight reels, jumping over people, leaping over people. And he did that obviously in the NFL as well. Genty's a very productive running back, very physical, very good catching the football. But, I mean, is he a talent that you need to reach up and grab in the top five? I don't necessarily believe that. I don't think Jacksonville's taking him at five overall. If it's not Jacksonville, maybe it is a team like Las Vegas that's six overall, or another team like Chicago looking to get into the mix. I just don't see in my opinion, Jacksonville's not taking him. I would probably take a shot on anybody else than Ashton Genty top five, though, if I were making that bet.
So I do believe that Ashton Genty is going to be a top 10 pick. I think even if the case was right, a top five pick, if out there. I am not sure the teams that are drafting in the top five are a running back away, even a sensational and historic running back away from really making that much of a difference on their roster. Is that the smartest move for the Jaguars, who have a lot of positions of need, with a rookie head coach trying to find the best of a quarterback who was paid a lot of money last offseason? I don't think so, Joe. I think there's a lot of other ways Jacksonville should approach this draft. Now, might a team trade in to that fifth overall selection to go after Ashton Genty? I still find that a little bit hard to believe as well for a running back, even with the reinvigoration of the running back position and its value in the NFL. When the market opened up for the team to draft Ashton Genty, Joe, the Las Vegas Raiders were a minus money favorite at minus 150. They draft sixth overall. The Raiders are still the favored team to draft Ashton Genty at plus 110. Jacksonville back by over a half buck at plus 170. The favorite to go sixth overall is Ashton Genty, also at a plus 110 price. And Joe, to be a top 10 pick, his price isn't even out there anymore, but yesterday it was minus 2,400. That's kind of the draft odds profile on the reigning Heisman runner-up in Ashton Genty. I believe he is worthy of all of that. But what exactly is the team that is sitting there making the move on Ashton Genty to be that difference maker immediately? We know Pete Carroll, during his time in Seattle, would sit there in the draft war rooms and often would go after running backs. I'm not sure it'd be the smartest move for the Raiders either, but I do ultimately believe, Joe, that that's where Ashton Genty ends up at sixth overall.
Yeah, not a bad. I mean, they need all the help they can get with Geno Smith now at the helm at the quarterback position. Know that Marshawn Lynch was the battering ram for Seattle when Pete Carroll was there. You now have another big physical running back in Ashton Genty that gets yards after contact and averages well over 4.5 yards per carry, right? So that's what you want to see in terms of Las Vegas. If you're going to compete with the likes of the Chargers and, more importantly, Kansas City and Pat Mahomes in the division, you have to have a solid running game to keep that offense and more explosive quarterbacks, including Bo Nix, in the division on the sideline. So, again, it's not a bad look if he falls to them. Them reaching up and going, number six, from six to four just to get Ashton Genty, I just don't think they would make that move because, again, if you don't get Ashton Genty and you get, I don't know, I'm just throwing it out there, Quinshon Judkins, or you got Travion Henderson, you got another, home run hitter coming out of the running back position, you're not going to have that much of a tail off. And again, I'm not putting Ashton Genty in the same level as Saquon Barkley. I'm just not. From an athletic standpoint, yes, he's a very good running back, but Saquon was, realistically, he was an unbelievable, unique talent that we might not see for the next 10 to 15 years, Ben.
Yeah, I hear it, right? Saquon Barkley would be the last running back to go in the top five prior to potentially Ashton Genty at a plus 155 price being a top five pick. Now, I think it is hard to compare those two based on what we have seen Saquon Barkley do. But when you think about setting records, Barkley did it this year in the NFL. Genty did it last year in college football. We'll talk more about Ashton Genty on the other side and what the top five looks like and what it means for Shedeur Sanders 2 days out from the 2025 NFL Draft here on FFC.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Live right here on Football Full Circle, it is FFC. So, if we think, and we maybe do, that Ashton Jeanty is a top five pick, what does that mean for Jacksonville? What does it mean for the rest of the NFL draft behind him? A plus 155 price right now on Jeanty to be a top five selection, plus 180, second shortest number, only behind Michigan's Mason Graham to be that fifth overall pick. Lisi guy, of course, a lot of that could be predicated on if Jacksonville remains at number five, or if we see a move up the draft board. Some big news today in terms of the odds board changing around Shedeur Sanders. No longer are the New Orleans Saints the favorites to draft Sanders, as they have been for much of the past 2 weeks. It's not the Giants, who hold the third overall pick. It's not the Browns at number two overall. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers, who have the 21st overall selection right now, but might not be afforded the opportunity to wait until 21, at least we think, to get Shedeur Sanders. A 3-1 number right now on Sanders to go to Pittsburgh. It is the most likely option as the odds makers see it. Do you think that will be the case come Thursday night in Green Bay?
I don't think he's fallen to 21, so that would mean that Pittsburgh has to move up potentially into the top five to get him, right? Or at least ahead of New Orleans, which sits at number nine overall. So I think they have some moves to make. Now, they're the team that at least has some draft capital, per se, in terms of available talent. You know, I know that they don't maybe realistically want to part with DK Metcalf and George Pickens, which is their dynamic, you know, number one and number two wide receivers, but they still have more players to give up than the New Orleans Saints. That's basically in a complete rebuild, right? So what's it going to take? I'd be shocked if Shedeur fell to 21 overall. I really would. You know, I don't think he gets past number 10 overall. I know that some draft scouts and GMs are saying he's going to be the player on the slide. I just don't see it. But in order for Pittsburgh at 21 to get him, now the favorites at 3-1, they're going to have to trade into the top 10, in my opinion, and reach up and grab him before New Orleans does.
So that's the interesting thing, right, Joe? Why are the Saints now the fourth most likely team to draft Shedeur Sanders? What has changed in the past 24 to 48 hours? Why are the Pittsburgh Steelers now the favorites? Is that because Shedeur is on the slide, that he could slip all the way into the 20s? Is that because we have heard Pittsburgh is going to be ultra aggressive? There hasn't really been those indications right now to move in front of New Orleans, to move into the top 10, to move into the top five. That's what I find the interesting X factor in this conversation. I will say this. We have looked often at the odds profile for Shedeur Sanders, and you use all of those numbers and all of those prices to try to present the most likely opportunity. Well, Shedeur Sanders is now a plus 135 price to be a top 10 pick. Yesterday, Joe, that was greater than a $2 minus money favorite to go in the top 10. So that price has moved back ever so slightly as well. And Joe, as we have laid out, at least on paper right now, after New Orleans at number 9 overall, teams 10 through 20 would have to make a surprising, if not shocking, move to go after a quarterback, to go after Shedeur Sanders before you get to Pittsburgh at 21st overall.
Yeah, and, you know, here's the other thing, too, is, like, you look at Pittsburgh, right, 3-1, and you look at New Orleans at plus 380, and you're like, all right, you know, play it out in your mind. Is there anybody else that potentially could get him in between those teams? And there is, you know, and maybe the reason for the 3-1 price is that we maybe now have closure potentially on the Aaron Rodgers situation, which just seems to be hanging out there. Maybe the Steelers are finally, you know, just put their foot down and said, you know what, we're not going to wait on him. And maybe we're just going to, that's it. We're all in now on a rookie quarterback. I don't see any other reason for them to move as dramatically as they have, especially ahead of New Orleans, that has the 9th overall selection that at least maybe could get into the top 5, outside of Pittsburgh just saying, you know what, we can't afford to wait at this point if we're going to be a contender.
Yep, we have not seen a trade yet. But if a trade happens, and as it often does, it is normally to go after a quarterback, to move up the draft order significantly to go after a QB. Steelers GM Omar Khan told reporters this afternoon, Joe, at a pre-draft press conference, quote, "We go to camp with 4 QBs. Right now we have 2 on the roster. All options are on the table on how we acquire those last 2. Could that include the NFL draft? More to come in those draft discussions. In other NFL news, up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Live right here on Football Full Circle, it is FFC. We continue the NFL draft discussions 2 days out from the 2025 NFL draft and its first round. Lisi, a ton more markets have opened up for the NFL draft that we have yet to discuss. For most of this draft process, we have had the top 1, top 2, top 3, top 5 overall pick odds out. Now we've got the entirety of the top 10. The 6th overall pick to the 10th overall pick. As we talked about earlier, 6th overall, the favorite is Ashton Jeanty. 7th overall, the offensive lineman out of Missouri, Armon Membu, the team drafting 7th, currently the New York Jets. 8th overall, the Carolina Panthers, the outstanding edge rusher from Georgia, Jalen Walker, is the favorite at plus 145. His teammate, Michael Williams, is at plus 360. 9th overall, Michael Williams is the favorite at plus 390. 9th overall is where the Saints are drafting right now. Shedeur Sanders and Tyler Warren tied for the second best price at 6-1. Jackson Dart at plus 850. And at 10th overall, rounding out the top 10, Ashton Jeanty and Tyler Warren both at a 4-1 price. Lisi, guys, 6 through 10. What makes the most sense to you? Who do you think we see in those spots to benefit the teams that are selecting? Raiders, Jets, Panthers, Saints, and Bears.
See, I think the Raiders have, you know, if they're 6 and they're going, obviously, yeah, they're going, you know, running back if Jeanty's there. I mean, I don't think they go quarterback or any other need. I mean, they have an opportunity to take at least a starting running back knowing how bad the rushing attack was. So I think Jeanty, for me, I would take him with the Raiders at 6 overall. I would make that bet that he's the first overall selection. I do not believe that Jacksonville or New England are going to, you know, take, yep, a swing at Ashton Jeanty. And I don't think there's going to be a team that's going to be willing to trade up. Even though the running back position is back, I don't think they're willing to give up that much knowing how deep the class is. So I would say 6, Jeanty. I would say 7. That's where it gets interesting, because you can make, right, the argument for offensive linemen to protect Justin Fields, get a better rushing attack, or as some reports have said, you know, tight end, you know, Tyler Warren potentially could be a fit for the for the New York Giants, right? They had Conklin there last year. Tight ends weren't really elite in that passing attack. Would it elevate the offense at 7 overall to take Ty Warren? That's tough, Ben. I would say New York goes offensive line. I think Carolina would go defense. New Orleans, again, I think if Shador is there, they take him. And then the 10, again, is the outlier with the Bears. How many running backs are the Bears going to have? Like, I mean, that's the thing. Does Ashton Jeanty move the needle for Caleb? And I mean, they had a competent rushing attack with Roshan Johnson and DeAndre Swift last year. I just don't see that.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Joe. I don't think it's a point of emphasis. I think the Bears would be very happy to have Ashton Jeanty fall into their lap. I think Tyler Warren at a 4-to-1 price makes some sense right there. But I also know what Ben Johnson knows and what he has done so far, solidifying the hog mollies on both sides, offensive and defensive line. If Kelvin Banks from Texas is there at a 6-to-1 price, would make a lot of sense to me. We have mentioned a few names kind of consistently in the 6-10 range as we are seeing those odds open up. Ashton Jeanty, Armon Membu, Jalen Walker, Mykael Williams, Tyler Warren, and Kelvin Banks. Now, the odds to be a top 10 pick that is associated with all of those players, Walker minus 650, Membu minus 240, Warren minus 165, and Mykael Williams plus 105 with Kelvin Banks at plus 115. Pay attention to that, because again, if you're a hefty favorite to be a top 10 pick and you're slotted somewhere 7-9, you can kind of find those plus money prices for some value at the tail end of the top 10 of the 2025 NFL draft. Joe, as we discussed yesterday, a couple of wide receivers and running backs, not named Travis Hunter nor Ashton Jeanty, Teteroa McMillan, who is the favorite to be that first wideout drafted, not named Travis Hunter at minus 220, has a draft position prop of 12.5. Even juice on both sides. The guy with the second best price to be that first wideout following Travis Hunter is Matthew Golden. Draft position prop, 16.5. Joe, last year we saw 7 wide receivers in the first round. Also a record for the most wide receivers drafted in round number 1, much like QBs a season ago. How many wide receivers do you think we see this time around?
I would say, you know, at 3, 3.5, like 4 with tops. I just don't see it. And, you know, here's the thing. I put a Buka above Higgins and Golden.
Yeah.
And that's not the way a lot of the draft scouts see it. I think Golden's been a fantastic talent. He transferred from Houston, goes to Texas, basically single-handedly leads them with Quinn Ewers to a semifinal playoff loss to the Ohio State Buckeyes, and he was very productive. But we're not talking about Ja'Marr Chase. We're not talking about Justin Jefferson. I mean, he's just a productive receiver. Jaden Higgins has great size. McMillan is the one guy, you know, the 6'3", the 220, you know, body frame, the 4'4", 40 that, you know, you can't teach the intangibles. He's been hot and cold playing with Noah Fifita. He's clearly that guy. Is he as polished as some of the other receivers that we've seen come out? No. So that's why I don't, you know, I think you keep an eye out on the other guys. The guys 5-10, I like Trey Harris out of Ole Miss. I like Luther Burden from Missouri. The problem with that is a lot of these scouts don't have them in the top 5, you know, top 10, top 15 type of selection, but I think they're worthy of that based off the productivity in terms of college. So I would say 3, 4 at the most, Ben. I don't think we're going to have 8.
Yeah, no, we're certainly not going to have 8, Joe. I think it's 4. I would be interested to see if we get to a 5th, because if you consider Travis Hunter a wide receiver for these purposes, Hunter, McMillan, Golden, and then I think it's Ibuka or it's Jalen Knoll out of Iowa State, perhaps the way that you could look at it, at least in how I am seeing it here. That would be a thought, Joe, or excuse me, not Jalen Knoll, he's still in college, Jaden Higgins out of Iowa State. Maybe Luther Burden the third, if he makes his way into the first round. But Joe, just so it is referenced, so you have an idea on where Emeka Egbuka stands coming out of Ohio State, his first round price to be a first round pick is now at minus 280. That would certainly give credence to the idea we are seeing four wide receivers. If T-Max draft position prop is 12.5, and if Matthew Golden's is at 16.5, then you see a guy like Emeka Egbuka at a minus 280 price. How about our second running back, not named Ashton Jeanty? Omarion Hampton, the favorite there at minus 400, minus 1500 to be a first round pick. His draft position prop, Joe, 20.5. The under has the hefty juice at minus 205.
This is why I don't lay out a lot in draft time, because I'm not sold on Omarion Hampton. I know, again, another productive running back. He's got great vision, you know, but I'm not sold on the elite speed. I'm not sold on the yards after contact. I know we did that in the ACC. But if you're asking me, Joe, outside of Jeanty, you know, and you're a GM, which money are you putting on in terms of the running back? I go straight to the two guys from Ohio State and go to Cam Scatabu as that, you know, difference maker and versatile type of running back. I would much rather buy into those guys than I would Omarion Hampton and have to pay a premium on him. So I would take a shot that Henderson is above Hampton just because of his, I think he's a better pass catcher. He obviously showed that against Texas, the screen game coming out of the backfield, and just the home run hitting ability from point A to point B. I would take a shot Henderson goes over Hampton.
Yeah, it's a plus 105 price for Trevion Henderson to be a first-round pick. It is not the craziest thing in the world to think that could be a reality. More NFL draft discussions, more NFL conversations as well. Come your way up next, live right here on Football Full Circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Live right here on Football Full Circle, it is FFC. We will continue to discuss the NFL draft all week long over the next 2 days, Wednesday, Thursday, with Lisi and I getting you ready for night number one, round number one in Green Bay. And of course, any of those big moves we see in the odds, we will present for you. We might even delve into a top 10 mock draft based on what we see happening for the 2025 NFL draft. But Joe, some news elsewhere around the National Football League at this time. We have seen voluntary offseason workouts begin within NFL facilities around the league in the last couple of weeks. The earliest starters, those with a first-time rookie head coach in those organizations, or just a rookie head coach in general. So we've seen the Bears, we've seen the Patriots, we've seen other teams of the sort. Today, the San Francisco 49ers begin their voluntary offseason workouts. And with a couple of guys looking for a new contract, a lot of question on their status for this offseason program. Brock Purdy still negotiating his big new deal with the 49ers, awaiting that, entering the final year of his contract, is at those voluntary offseason workouts. George Kittle, entering the final year of his current deal with the 49ers, is not at the voluntary offseason workouts. Lisi, what do you make of it, if anything?
I mean, Kittle's been banged up. I think, you know, Kittle is the one that you have to be a little bit concerned about just because of where he is in this point in his career. Is he going to stay out? You know, and are they going to make a full-fledged effort to give him the money that he wants? You know, for Brock Purdy, at this point in the season, I think they'll definitely restructure and get a deal done before, yep, you know, we limp into the offseason, you know, the real offseason after the draft. So I expect it to be done. I mean, at this point, they're not going to draft anybody that's going to change the complexity of that team and get anybody in their house that's, you know, definitely going to come and potentially challenge for an NFC championship. It's just got to be the money type of situation and what Brock Purdy and his camp feel is adequate. But at this point, I think Purdy will be done over the next few weeks.
Yeah, I do as well, Joe. And as we often see around the NFL draft, that's where things pick up. Not comparing Brock Purdy to Lamar Jackson, but on the day of the NFL draft now, two off seasons ago, when he signed that contract extension with the Ravens after being placed under the franchise tag, it happened on the day of round number one of the 2023 NFL draft. Joe, the 49ers are a fascinating team, one that always looks optimistic from the odds perspective, but frankly, outside of playing in the NFC Championship game and winning a few of them, they haven't done all that much. Four of the last five seasons prior to last year, the 49ers played in the NFC Championship game. Of course, they won it twice, playing in the Super Bowl two times in the last 6 years, coming up short against the Chiefs each of those two times. When the offseason markets opened up, Super Bowl prices, conference prices, the 49ers were in front of other NFC contenders like the Rams, Commanders, Packers. Now the 49ers squarely in that group. San Francisco tied for the fifth best price to win the NFC Championship, Joe, at an 11-1 number. Philadelphia plus 310, the Lions 5-1, the Rams and the Commanders 9-1 and plus 950 respectively, both now in front of the 49ers. That was not the case when this market opened up earlier in the offseason.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, when you just look at the Niners as a whole, you know, we don't know what to expect, you know, big picture from them, you know, or from a price perspective, they're right where they were prior to the start of last season, right? And you have so many more question marks considering this team. Ayuk coming back from injury, McCaffrey, right? Brock Purdy, George Kittle. If they're all back, are you saying that, you know, they're just one or two players away from just being, you know, an NFC championship contender like the Philadelphia Eagles? I don't believe so. I still think need wide receiver depth in this draft. I still believe they need difference makers on the defensive side of the ball, especially in the front seven, the way they broke down last year. So, you know, here's the thing. What do you suggest moving forward for San Francisco? For even if they sign these players and everything is all well and good, I can't back them from an NFC odds perspective, and I certainly can't back them from the draft saying, you know what, they are one player away from changing everything. That puts the cherry on top. So, I mean, again, I think if we're talking draft, Ben, I think they go defense, though, coming up in terms of the first couple of nights, but that's just me.
Yeah, I would agree, Joe. I think that will be a priority for San Francisco. Of course, the Niners last year, 6-11. Not what was expected. Injuries, the main plight, and the reason why. We get all of that. But the Niners, who are considered a team that could be a conference or a Super Bowl contender next season, drafting 11th overall. The most likely option, D lineman plus 150, offensive lineman plus 160 in terms of what the 49ers are looking at with that 11th overall pick. Could it be a guy like Kelvin Banks if he is still there on the O-line to protect Brock Purdy? Could it be a defensive lineman along the lines of Mykel Williams, Shamar Stewart out of Texas A&M? It would seem, Joe, it will be an offensive or defensive line presence for the 49ers first and foremost, and then we'll see what they do the remainder of the draft. I do agree, though, with where the odds have changed, that the Rams and the Commanders should be in front of the 49ers. Too much odds optimism on a team that has proven it in the past, but has had a couple of uneasy offseasons, this one included, the last few years. All right, Lisa, I think that does it for our NFL conversations. let's tease something up that you'll finish with on the other side of the break. And that, of course, our first ever college football quarterback trade. Nico Amileava leaves Tennessee, heads to UCLA. So UCLA, who received a transfer portal commitment from App State quarterback Joey Aguilar, who was there in the spring and looking pretty good, goes, all right, well, you're going with Nico. I'll go to where Nico once was. And he is now transferred to Tennessee to be the quarterback for Josh Heupel. Crazy times, huh, Lisey?
Yeah, and then Nico's brother, right, all of a sudden left Arkansas and is headed to Pasadena. Unbelievable.
Madani Amileava, who was originally committed to UCLA before decommitting and going to Fayetteville. They need the studio for interviews. Joe Lisey takes you home on the other side of the break on FFC.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisey and Ben Stevens.
All right, back on Football Full Circle, Ben, myself, and Kevin Walsh, Mike Blewett, and Adam Kaplan will be live on Thursday night covering first round of the NFL draft. But to Ben's point about Nico and Joey Aguilar, it is an intriguing situation when you think about what transpired in Knoxville, him going to UCLA and Pasadena, and what potentially the Vols get with Joey Aguilar. Let me just say this about Joey Aguilar as a quarterback. 23 touchdowns, 14 interceptions. He was battle-tested, stepped up in some big games, especially a couple of years ago against ACC competition like the North Carolina Tar Heels. He's a mobile guy. He has the ability to just step in and play in Josh Heupel's scheme. And that's the biggest thing when you look at Tennessee moving forward. They move in terms of their win totals on FanDuel from 9.5 down to 8.5. What does that mean for this team moving forward? They have their sights set potentially on an SEC championship. Last year, they make it to the college football playoff. There's optimism. Nico now moves over to Pasadena. But Joey Aguilar, as long as he cuts down in terms of the turnovers, has the ability to lead this team to potentially 9 or 10 wins. They are still a very run-heavy offense. Tennessee runs as quick as any team in terms of the country, in terms of time and possessions and snaps per drive. They quick 15 to 20 second drives and snaps down the field. That's the biggest thing. Aguilar, now playing with elite talent, has the ability to elevate his game, play with a better staff, and play with a better supporting cast than what he had in terms of Appalachian State. Played down a little bit to the level of competition last year. Appalachian State was looked at as one of the better teams in terms of Group of Five. Started very slow, got absolutely abused by the Clemson Tigers. He only completed 18 of 41 passes in terms of that matchup. They got blown out, allowed 66 points in terms of that matchup, and just never lived up to expectations last season. I think when you look at Tennessee now, with Aguilar at the helm, 8.5, 8, right in that area is not bad in terms of the betting perspective. He still has the ability to elevate his game, potentially throw for 25 to 30 touchdowns this year. The defense could be a little bit better. Even though they lose Pierce, they have playmakers there and a foundation in place. Even though they lose Dylan Sampson, they do return 3 of 5 starters on the offensive line. As long as they can run the football and schedule lines up, I think Tennessee could be right there now that they have a competent quarterback at the helm. We left off talking about the NFL draft. We left off talking about the potential deep running back class. I also think it's a very deep tight end class, and Ben, myself and Kevin will get into it on Thursday night. I just think when you look at the tight end class and running back class, and you just look at it, we talk about Amari on Hampton. I like Travion Henderson. I also like Quinshon Judkins. Dylan Sampson's another running back to keep an eye out on. Taj Brooks from Texas Tech, and the ability to catch the football out of the backfield. When you look at some of the others, Cam Scataboo single-handedly carried Arizona State to a college football playoff appearance. These type of players that not just you can get in the first round, but potentially the second and third overall rounds and the middle rounds are where teams can carve out and get depth at every position. When you look at the tight ends, everybody's talking about Loveland from Michigan and Ty Warren from Penn State, but you do have Fannin that is a great big body from Bowling Green. He potentially is a third or fourth round selection. Mason Taylor now, you look on FanDuel, plus 105 to be a first-round selection this coming Thursday night. That's intriguing when you think about it. Jason Taylor's son has the NFL pedigree, played in a very pass-happy offense with LSU. Not a very dominant run blocker at the tight end position, but in terms of route-running ability, Mason Taylor is a player that can elevate his game and create mismatches similar to what you see in terms of Brock Bowers. He's not as dynamic in terms of the stature and size as Brock Bowers, but he has great hands, he has great speed, and yards after catch is something that you have to keep an eye out for Mason Taylor. If he doesn't go in the first round, he's definitely a second or third round guy that if a team picks him, could be a first-round starter and a first-team starter this coming season. We'll be with you tomorrow breaking down more NFL draft. For Ben Stevens, Danny Ehlers, I'm Lisi. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.